Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's edition of the podcast. Hydration, phonation, intonation, projection, everything you need to know about reading out loud. And at the moment, we're in a series of podcast episodes all about the speed of the read, particularly at the moment, the fast reads. We'll come on to slow reads in a couple of days' time. And then after that, we're going to be talking more about pauses and silence and how that can help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. But at the moment, as I say, we're talking about the fast reads, and specifically, we're looking at really, really fast reads, yeah? At the far end of the speed scale, if you like, where we meet the terms and conditions clauses at the end of some adverts. You know, the kind of disclaimer statements often heard right at the end of commercials. So after the enticing offer comes the boring bit, the information on the limitations. Let's be honest, the client doesn't really want to highlight the detail. Certainly doesn't want to spend vital airtime having it read at the same speed as the main deal. But in 2008, the UK's Advertising Standards Authority ruled, perhaps not unreasonably, that disclaimers on radio adverts in the UK must be read out slowly enough for people to be able to understand them. So after a Vodafone advert promoting a mobile phone package that included unlimited phone calls, but ended with the following qualification. Subject to status, availability in connection to 18-month contract, unlimited calls to landlines or Vodafone mobiles only, fair use policy terms and 60-minute call cap applies. A listener said they didn't understand what was said. Vodafone said that it was usual to summarise qualifications to claims or offers in radio adverts in this way, and the qualifications were read out by an actress in her natural voice, and were neither speeded up in post-production nor spoken any more quickly than those in similar adverts that needed to convey a number of points, such as those relating to financial services products. They also said, again, not unreasonably perhaps, that the CAP, the Broadcast Radio Advertising Standards Code, made no mention of the speed at which qualifications should be spoken. But the ASA, the Advertising Standards Authority, disagreed. They said that as they were delivered too quickly, the important terms and conditions were not clearly audible, that the advert could mislead listeners, contrary to Rule 3 of their code. And then in 2017, another communications company, Plusnet, had its radio ads banned for saying terms and conditions too quickly as well. One ended with this 25-word disclaimer crammed into 5 seconds. Prices may change. 18-month contract, new customers in low-cost areas only. Traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net/traffic. Terms apply. Another concluded, standard UK minutes and text. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract. Offer ends 14th of March. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile. What do you reckon? Is it reasonable to have terms and conditions read quite so quickly? And if you agree that they can be, could you carve out a niche for speaking fast? From London, I'm Peter Stewart.